Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenny Outlaw here. It is Thursday, August 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, keep calm and carry on. We'd like to share with you a few resources for assistance with day-to-day necessities during COVID. For Hardy County Public Schools, contact your child's school to access mental health and behavioral health supports. For kids' meal distribution, visit summerbreakspot.org. For employment assistance, you can call 863-385-3672 or go to careersourceheartland.com. For food assistance, you can call 863-773-0034 or go online hardyhelpcenter.org/disaster-relief. The Mobile Response Team 24/7 on-site crisis counseling services, you can call local 863-519-3744 or toll-free 1-800-627-5906. Both of these numbers are available 24/7. The Aunt Bertha Social Care Network, you can go to heartland.auntbertha.com. Parenting During Coronavirus, daily live resources at childmind.org. Community resource information and referrals, you can dial 211 or call 1-888-370-7188. Text your zip code to 898-211 or chat online at uwcf.org/about-2-1-1 and click online chat. For COVID testing and questions, you can call the Hardy Health Department, 863-773-4161, or visit them online, hardy.floridahealth.gov. You can find more of these on the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, facebook.com/HardyCountySheriff. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your job's in Hardy County. Firm Facility Services is looking for a commercial janitorial subcontractor. The company must have general liability and workers' comp insurance, an LLC, and access to a CDC-sponsored sanitizing product. Peace River Thousand Trails is looking for a hotel front desk agent to serve as their guest's first point of contact and manage all aspects of their accommodation. Hotel front desk agent responsibilities include registering guests, managing reservations, and providing information about rooms, rates, and amenities. Pizza Hut is looking for a delivery driver. You must be at least 18 years of age and will need a valid driver's license, active insurance, and reliable vehicle. All these jobs and more in Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather and agriculture news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wauchula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wauchula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather, a few clouds, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point, 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity, 70%. Heat index, 100. Wind south at 11.5 miles an hour. Visibility, 10 miles. And the altimeter, read 30.07 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 60%. Heat index values up to 105. Tonight, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s. East winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain, 20%. Friday, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. Friday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 20%. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Now let's hear our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. New research quantifies how forest management activities such as mechanical thinning and prescribed burns contributes to increased downstream water availability. By studying 20 years of data and satellite imagery for the Yuba and American rivers, scientists at the University of California, Merced determined the forest management actions could enhance runoffs in the basins by up to 10%, enough water for up to 4 million people. An Asian citrus psyllid confirmed positive for sea lass, the bacteria that causes HLB, was collected from a commercial citrus grove in California's Riverside County. According to California Ag Today, HLB is an incurable plant disease that infects and kills all types of citrus trees and could devastate California's $3.4 billion commercial citrus industry. The single adult psyllid is the first sea lass positive ACP found in a commercial California citrus grove, but so far, HLB has not been detected in any California groves. USDA's Farm Service Agency announced organic producers and handlers can apply for federal funds to assist with the cost of receiving and maintaining organic certification. Applications for eligible certification expenses paid between October 1, 2019 and September 30, 2020 are due October 31st. According to agrimarketing.com, FSA Administrator Richard Fordy says contact your local FSA county office to learn more about the organic certification cashier and other valuable USDA resources.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Field days are important for farmers to get a look at new products and practices. But are they still possible under social distancing precautions? Well, Chip Blaylock and his team at the Sunbelt Ag Expo recently found a way. Usually, they put the farmers in trams and pull them through the fields to hear the talks from all the researchers and company reps. But this year, that just wasn't feasible.
This year, with social distancing, you know, we couldn't pull that off with the trolleys. So we said, hey, we're going to do a hybrid. We're going to let the farmers drive through in their trucks. We're going to film all the content. When you go through, when you drive your truck through the field plots, it'll be marked. You'll come to stop one, you'll play video one, that's on our website, so on and so forth.
Blaylock says it works so well, it might even change the way they do field days in the future.
The vendors, the researchers, the company reps really liked it. The attendees, the farmers that was here really liked it. You know, in July, even in the morning on July, it's really hot, so they really enjoyed riding through the fields in their air-conditioned vehicles. So I think we're on to something for 2021.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great-grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And that concludes our time here on Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the road to success is dotted with many tempting parking spaces. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.